Newsbrief and Press TV. Moscow has denied reports that Russian passports will be given to Ukraine's Crimeans. It says no decision has been made on the issue yet. Meanwhile, people in the Crimean city of Sevastopol have held a pro-Russian demonstration against the new government in Kiev. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has angrily condemned as fabricated an audio recording that appears to show him talking to his son about hiding large sums of money. He said the recording was a treacherous attack. Anti-government protests erupted in Istanbul following the disclosures. J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest U.S. bank, announced thousands of job cuts as the mortgage lending business slows. It says the cuts amount to nearly 3% of its workforce of 260,000 people. While the company also expected that the number of employees at its branches will decline 20% by 2015. Russia has expressed concern about Saudi Arabia's plan to provide insurgents in Syria with modern military equipment from Pakistan. Moscow says that such a deal is meant to tip the balance of power in favor of the insurgents. The UN says Syrians could soon overtake Afghans as the world's largest refugee population, with their numbers expected to pass 4 million by year's end. It urged the international community to support the neighboring states affected by the influx of Syrians from their war-torn country. Pakistan has threatened to launch a military operation against pro-Taliban groups in the tribal areas if talks with insurgents fail. Earlier this month, Islamabad initiated a dialogue with militants to end the violence, but the talks were suspended after militants executed 23 kidnapped soldiers. A new Israeli law distinguishes between Muslim and Christian Arabs and raises the involvement of Christians in Israel. Palestinians have criticized the law, saying it was drafted to divide and conquer the Arab population based on religion. Air pollution in the Chinese capital strikes unhealthy levels for the sixth straight day, prompting warnings for people to stay indoors. Well, despite the closing of factories, halting construction, thick gray smog keeps shrouding the city.